grab a seat to the bar and join us for another episode of McAnally's Pubcast, a podcast exploring the fun and fantastical mind of Jim Butcher's The Dresden Files series. Hosts Tansen, Jess, and Maggie bring you another round of literary analysis on this immense, immersive, and colorful environment inhabited by Harry Dresden, the world's only licensed private investigator and professional wizard. Join an active and engaged community of new and diehard dedicated fans focused on the fabulous themes, theories, characters, context, lore, and more. This is McAnally's Dresden Files Pubcast, brought to you by Free Flow Rambling. Conjure by it at your own risk. Welcome to the McAnally's Pubcast, brought to you by Free Flow Rambling. This is episode 18.4, The Playboy Mansion, where we are covering the novel White Knight. My name is Tansen, and I'm joined by Maggie.
Hello, hello.
And Jess.
Hibernaculum. Refers to a shelter occupied during the winter by a dormant animal, such as an insect, snake, bat, or marmot.
Chapter 7. After surviving the blast from the car bomb, Murphy and Harry split up to follow down leads. Harry goes to Thomas's apartment and finds some unsettling items.
Wah, wah, wah. The Incredible Hulk slammed into my chest. Ow!
No, the Incredible Hulk swung a feather pillow into his chest.
Hulk slumber party, you!
My shoulder clipped a mailbox. Ouch! Ow!
Yeah, start the chapter off with a bang.
Or a little bit of a whoop.
I lived, which was a good start to the situation. Like, literally every way he describes this is so just... Which I get is probably very disorienting, but...
Yeah, it's just one of those Hollywood fantasies, though. Like, the falsities, like, where if a blast is enough to lift you off your feet, it is enough to liquefy your organs.
Oh.
You die.
Mm.
You just die.
Nice.
Interesting.
I mean, yeah. I don't know, because, yeah, there is stuff where you do get knocked down from stuff. But I'm sure isn't...
concussive force like that, that'll, like, blow you back like that. Like,
yeah.
From explosions is usually enough to just kill you.
I mean, yeah. He says it couldn't have been a very big explosion. It's mostly centered on the car. But the car itself has things that explode. Gas shouldn't be near fire.
Right. I was going to say, I know it is one of those things like, yeah, like, the actual Hollywood explosions are never actually blah, 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 for whatever reason. They're built up or whatever, too. But I'm trying to think about the whole, because, I mean, they think about it, like, again, like, with the concussive, that's more like the sound, like, the force, like, the vibrations, right? Which is, like you say, right? I'm like, well, earthquakes, you know, you can have a little bitty earthquake and it knocks you around and tips you over and you lose your balance and you, right? But it's not necessarily big enough to, like, liquefy your... Right,
yeah, so it's nasty things to your organs, let alone your bones. Like,
it's. I guess thankfully, I've never been near a lot of explosion-y things. That obviously, I don't have much.
We should get that coroner on as our guest.
Hey, yeah, I know, right?
Can we just do like a?
Oh my god,
we'll lend you one of us.
I've seen this a couple of times now, but it's. A little post or whatever. And Iceland has a great many number of crime novelists, but not a great many number of, like, forensic pathologists.
Oh, I saw that just recently.
Yeah, they're like, there's only one. So she was so busy all the time getting called for like, crime novelists on Howdy that eventually had, like, held, like, a seminar and it, like, sold out immediately. And had to, like, rebook another one. It's like, I can't do my real job because crime writers just keep wanting to know what the...
It's really funny.
Yeah, that's funny. It's like, that's like, we need that. We need a coroner for this show.
So Harry figures that his act of grounding his magic managed to hex the bomb to go off early.
Yeah, for good, bad, or indifferent.
Thank God he's got anger issues.
He, right.
And also, thank God we were driving your car, Murphy.
Oh, my God.
What a dick.
Right. As it turns out, ha, you're right, Murph. I have control issues. I'm so glad we agreed to bring your car. Gave him a slow, hard stare, drew in a deep breath, and said through clenched teeth, no problem.
And then they both go over if they've annoyed anyone recently. And Harry's like, I haven't. And Murphy's like, really?
You annoy people way more than I do.
And literally, honestly, how could Harry, like, you're actively a part of a war right now. Seriously, you haven't annoyed anyone recently?
Yeah, although, in all fairness, if this was, you know, me and his, I'd probably be like, how do you know it was me, though? I'm sure it wasn't anything.
You're a cop. People get vindictive over tickets.
Right? Mm. You know, and really, so much more likely some Chicago thug is going to try and R-bomb you than, like, some nasty spirit.
Yeah, right? A vampire is going to.
Right? It's like, come on, Merv, obviously.
But
the standard was set with, like, cherry bombs and his pizza, so...
Yeah, that's true. Most of the bombings have come for Harry. It's just curious to me, though, because, like, they come to the conclusion, like, maybe it was Beckett. Like, he might still be. Maybe he's also out of jail now and has a grudge. And I just feel like, okay, I get it. You just saw Helen Beckett again. She's fresh on your mind. But that seems like...
That's so dramatic.
Such a jump, though. I mean, yeah, okay, he's been in jail this whole time, possibly festering in his hate. But still, surely there's someone a little more recent that could be top of the list.
Well, I was going to say, and like, because even he says, he's like, well, she was up there with us the whole time. She's like, what about like Mr. Becca? And it was like, so what? Like, she did notice you when she walked by on the street. And she immediately called her husband and was like, hey, plant a car bomb for me. Like, just in case he comes up here to talk to me, I need an alibi. Like,
it seems so inefficient, too. Like, if you're going to go to the trouble of a car bomb, isn't there anything else that's just slightly easier to murder
with? And
also,
I don't get the impression that this is a rural street in the middle of nowhere. Like, it seems fairly busy activity.
Obviously not, yeah.
So it was possibly there anyways before they even got to the hotel. And they've just been driving around with it for a while.
It just took that much longer to set off or whatever.
Because I mean, I've never set a car bomb before. I don't know how easy it is. Maybe if you come in with a pipe bomb already built, you just have to, like, shove it into, like, a bumper or something and not do much, but...
And they would have to know what Murphy drives or be tailing them.
Either or, but... Yeah, I don't know, like, I just think I'd see a man crawl under a car and tinker for a while.
Yeah.
Which maybe you mind your own business, you're like, yeah, that's their car, and they're having problems or something, I don't know, but still.
Oh, let me just, you know, fix this flat on my car
we
or whatever.
We did determine he parked in a shadow, so, or she did.
she did. That's
one
what
hell
you
of
get
a shadow.
You don't want to be noticed, people can't notice what's happening to you either.
Yeah, maybe they drank a blending potion.
I was going to say, there's any number, again, with my oh-so-superior knowledge from shows I've watched, you know, I mean, like, yeah, you see everything between like it being ready to go and them just like slapping it on to exactly having it like rigged into the ignition, which obviously you would have to do something to connect it to parts of the
and then making a car bomb like
yeah but I'm yeah I just it's,
like, would it be remote like that's just in it was so I'd be back to the inefficient
well, yeah and that's the thing right and I mean like you say with the low tech whatever right yeah it's entirely possible that this thing could have been planted a while because Harry hasn't been doing any he's just been riding around with Murph chilling and relaxing he might not have had enough juju going on
Harry's
around
Harry's prediction
him
is that he set it off early right now it wasn't meant to go off here
yeah so. It was meant to go off when they got back in the car. Right, but yes.
But yes, so if it's an ignition starter or anything else, but, you know, yeah, so who knows? It could have been set, you know, last week. I don't know.
Yeah, like you say, right? I mean, like, there's that, or exactly like Dan is saying, is like somebody nearby with a remote.
Somebody's just following around with a kill switch, waiting.
Right, yeah, it could have been sent on like a 10
giggling
minute
in a corner.
So, okay, fine. Anyways, regardless of all that, Murphy's whole plan to, you go away, Dresden. It's easier if I just answer this by myself.
Yeah, she's just taking time off. She's like, I'll just, yeah.
I get it.
Make it
seem like somebody's targeting a cop. That's a pretty easy alibi or whatever than drag Harry into this.
Murder.
But I don't know. It seems almost weird. It's just easier if there's just one of us answering questions. I'm like, but it's not like Harry did anything illegal right now. But okay, Aya's breathing down your neck. Why are you hanging out with the wizard outside of work? Maybe, but... Again, Harry, you have to go and do things for this book, so you can't be tied up answering questions from police. But Murphy's reasoning seems a little bit weird to me. We do everything by the book, and I'm such a good cop, and you should leave. I'll just say that, yeah, you like, if other people mention you, it'll just be like, I don't know, some random passerby. I don't know. My head's exploded by a bomb. I don't know.
Murphy's just learning by at this point. She's like, I keep trying to do things by the book, and it's
every
just not worth
every time we lock you up, Harry.
Yeah.
And she knows that if he's there on scene, he's got not a great rep with the rest of the department, so it'll be like, oh, weird. Yeah. What must be something nefarious.
I can see from Murphy, because obviously at this point she knows and trusts. She's like, she knows there's not any secondary whatever, right? She doesn't need Harry's side of the story, and it is just going to take longer. Like, I sort of read it as part of it being that, like, if there's just one person answering questions, there's nobody else to corroborate the story. Oh, well, you said you came out and turned right, and she said you came out and turned left. I just don't know my left from my right, but it becomes a whole thing.
I get what you're saying. I'm just saying they weren't doing anything shady to have, like, need to corroborate
the
story.
But I think like, that's maybe. Almost part of why is that Murphy is like, it doesn't fucking matter. I know that the details don't matter. So rather than get bogged down in somebody who's going to want to comb over the details,
okay.
Let's just pretend. There's nobody else to question it other than what I say happened. Right. So is that true? They don't have to, right? I just kind of
I hope the hotel doesn't have cameras.
Yeah. That's why I park down the street in the shadow. Keep up.
Yeah. Touche.
So they divvy up their follow-up. Murphy's going to find out about the Becketts and the body while Harry goes to talk to his brother.
Although even that I found as a slightly, because when she brings up, she's like, Mr. Beckett, and he's like, oh, you think he's out already? I'm like, well, if she's out, because you obviously just saw her walk past you and talk to her, why do you assume that he's not? Like, that to me just seemed kind of like a funny thing, too. I'm like, especially because, doesn't
would
he
say... Would they have been sentenced together?
Well, that's the thing. They would have had two different court cases, and maybe one jury was ruder than the other.
I guess, but it's just kind of, like, obviously, right, there was something to that degree happen.
I get it, but it was probably
something
like,
especially because I'm like, isn't he the one where he's like, she's the one that shot me in the hip, and she's out already? So I was like, how did he get a longer sentence?
I don't know.
For whatever you guys were involved
in. One was a getaway driver, and one was not a getaway driver, and it was two different things. I don't know.
They had a driver. Neither of them were the getaway driver, and they were both above that.
And her name was Jenny.
No, it wasn't.
Darn. She worked for the Becketts at the airport.
She did. Linda.
Linda. Ugh. Whatever.
Yes.
Harry takes the L train back to his apartment to be greeted by a grateful gargantuan, Mister, great. Followed up by the other behemoth, Mouse, who apparently insists on mail delivery.
Isn't that cute?
Do you remember in skills training Jane's dog that used to deliver?
Yes, the chocolate lab.
This dog was trained. What Jane would do is put treats inside this envelope and whatever correspondence that she needed, and she would say, bring this to Carmen. And the dog knew which person would take it, go off, drop the envelope with them, and they would open up the envelope and give the dog a treat.
Yeah, it was pretty cute.
Interesting.
Except I don't think this one had the ability to hip check a door.
Hey, you know.
Well, yeah.
It was clever. Like, that was a smart dog. Knew the individual names of who to deliver to.
Yes, yeah. That was the impressive part, was that knew where to go to. And then, I was like, no. But yes, this is the cutest thing ever. That he's like, oh, I forgot the mail. Mouse, will you go get it for me? So Mouse is, like, going to take himself out to the bathroom and then go get the mail and then come back.
Very self-sufficient dog.
Very self-sufficient dog.
Really doesn't need Harry for much.
No.
Pay the rent.
No. He's just lucky he's got that kind of mailbox
easygoing.
Setup. Well, the easygoing dog, too. But, I mean, Mouse is a big dog, but if you had one of the, mailboxes mounted up by the house number, I feel like that would be harder for him to get into.
Just how wet is that mail going to be afterwards? Like,
that's the other thing. I mean, I don't know. He's not super slobbery.
Yeah, but it's going in his mouth regardless.
Yeah, but it really does depend on, because dogs can easily pick up things and move things around without getting them super slobbery.
Fortunately, this one's smart enough to... Probably.
Shake what does he care? First. Turns out it's just Best Buy flyers and Larry Fowler Rennie. Which, by the way, I think it's funny, and I get the running joke, and I like. But it's also funny because the thing he brings it up in like book one or something like that, where he's like, despite like me writing them copious amounts of letters, Best Buy still sends me. I'm like, who fucking knows? Best Buy's not reading that shit. Nobody cares that you wrote them a letter to tell them to not send you a flyer.
Does he know that?
You don't know how junk mail at all works. Like, come on, everything's is even if it's addressed to you.
Well, he doesn't watch television. He's got the time.
I know. I think it's just hilarious that he thinks it's actually gonna do anything. Like, they don't care. They just fucking
deal with
a flyer
it like the rest of us.
Everybody's mailbox.
Mail
right? Seriously, don't give a shit. Even if you put no flyers, like they pretty much stole. I think. It's like the post office has been paid to put a flyer in everybody's mailbox, so like we have to put a flyer in your mailbox.
It's basically the only thing that pays post offices anymore.
But anyways, I just think it's funny that he's like still was like upset that all the other junk mail you don't care about that you get from the 10 mail and other places, but you're like, goddamn Best Buy. Like, I can't buy video games anymore and they just keep taunting me.
So Harry tries calling Thomas, but there is no answer. So he digs out Thomas's spare key and...
I like that Thomas gave him one. Harry does this whole explanation like, oh, it's basically for emergencies, we have keys to each other's places and blah, 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 but
that's
I don't know.
Cute.
My sister's never given me a key to any of the places where she lives.
That's because your sister knows you.
And what's that supposed to mean?
I would like to take this moment to remind our audience of the numerous pranks
Rubber
Jessica
ducky.
Has claimed to... Like breaking into your boss's house and like stashing stuff all over their house or rearranging their knickknacks or, like you say, planting 10,000 rubber duckies.
Do you know, I'm really surprised when you cat sat here that you didn't do something like that.
That you found yet.
Did I not, Tanzan?
Oh, no.
You nice. Just may
Did
not
you?
Have discovered it yet.
Interesting.
So to answer your question, yeah, that's why people don't give you keys.
I've got keys to your place.
Okay, so Mouse and Harry go to Thomas's and decide they need an arsenal,
a.k.a. his jacket. That's crazy to me.
Heavy jacket. What time frame is this again? Like, is this still summer?
It's summer, yeah, that's why. Yeah.
But of all the places, Thomas's house? Come on, don't you trust that guy?
Yeah, but it's on the way he's got to get there. He just had a car bomb go off, so.
And he did do a sweep of it. I was appreciative that he did check his car before he left. Now. Like, is this one going to blow up too?
It might be Murphy targeted,
right?
This might not be about me.
Right. So it turns out Thomas's apartment is very spiffy and he's in the Gold Coast. I did a little bit of Googling.
Google foo.
And this is the Gold Coast is where the Playboy Mansion was.
Checks out. I was like kind of wondering where that title came from.
Yeah.
I was like, we haven't met it, but okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we've also got our, you know, brotherly Playboy.
Is it still the second most expensive neighborhood in the world?
It just says that there's still affluent places and that it has been affluent since like early 1900s kind of thing. That it was when the Great Fire happened that it ended up being moved to there and...
And just has stayed on top ever since.
But it has always been where the money is.
Makes sense. And apparently it is right across the street from...
Cabrini Green!
God damn that place.
That's where he assumes his brother is. Oh, he's just in like the nicer built up portion of the slums. And he's like, no, wait a minute. He's across the fucking street. Wait, what? What?
The beautiful area.
What? So he says he's got one key, and he uses the key to, in any apartment building I have ever lived in, you have a different key to the front door than your apartment. It's never the same key.
But they have security out front.
So. Yeah, but it still seems even, so why is he even using, he's got a doorman, shouldn't the doorman be opening the fucking door for him? Why do you have a doorman if you still have to use your key to open the door? Do you see how, I don't understand
it's
rich
less a
people.
Doorman and more of a security man, okay? You still have to get in the door
Doesn't
before you get the service.
Say that, though, because doormen...
It's not New York,
people.
Okay?
This is right. This is where, like, the lifestyles of the rich and famous just don't add up for me. We have a doorman, but you still need to prove that you live here, so you have to use your key to open the door, but then I'll, like, hold it open for you once you... I don't know.
We're both too poor to know how
right?
the rich
I just
works.
Don't get how this... And exactly, and it's like, yeah, you've all got... Because the front door key is the front door key, so everyone in the building is the same front door key, and then you each have your own individual apartment
security.
Key.
I'm sticking to the security part.
How
they
can
have people to do that
both?
For them.
I don't know, man.
It's too much effort to have more than one key for a rich person. Who knows?
I don't know, man. It's just, it doesn't check out.
Yeah, he gets up there. The place is pretty Spartan and to begin with.
But chic.
It proves to be at least the consummate bachelor with the evidence of his fridge that has beer and frozen dinners.
It sounds like my kitchen, only without the beer.
I'm sorry, but dark red walls and gray carpet is like the fucking spookiest vampire hibernaculum I've ever heard of.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The walls were painted a deep crimson, and the carpeting was a rich charcoal gray. And I get, so everything's all shiny and chrome, and his kitchen's all white, but
sounds like a 1950s diner. Death diner.
Not enough checker.
I'm like, again, like an accent wall. I don't know if I can see all of it.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
all of it.
It's hard for me to. I always tend
and
to.
And that's got to be custom. I mean, rich people have some weird as fuck taste, so maybe not, but still, that's a weird choice.
Right? It's one of those ones that the picture of this apartment always comes out more of the stark, the white walls, and then like the chromey, like chrome and white furniture. It's not the big crimson. Like you're saying, like maybe one wall, but I don't see like gray and crimson because you're right. I'm like, no, I just see it mostly as being like a sterile white with like shiny chrome.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't take the word
that.
Chic and apply it to dark red walls.
This
gray
is definitely
gap.
Not
it was,
Martha Stewart living.
It was the room of the Madison where I found Tommy Tom and Jennifer Stanton. Like that was all red. And again, not really chic and modern either. Again, that makes you think like, yeah, Playboy love hotel sort of thing.
Sex,
with the crazy
lighter rooms, generally speaking.
Yeah.
Sex habitualum. What?
Hibernaculum.
Hibernaculum. What did you say?
I don't know. Apparently, Tansen habitually has sex in a high binoculum.
We all have our tastes.
Okay, so, but yes. Thomas, really living it up without a wizard. We got DVDs. We got video game consoles. We got stereos.
A giant TV that Harry couldn't even fit in the car to get there or whatever. It's, yeah.
But yeah, the two posters. Wizards of Oz, The Pirates of Penzance.
Kevin Klein.
What is the meaning behind that? Is that to impress girls? Or is that because those are the only two movies he's ever liked? It's just two very strange choices. Pirates movie, amazing, awesome movie. Wizards of Oz, horrible, boring, terrible movie.
Wow.
Well, I mean, if we are going with the, you know...
You just get them, like, free from the Best Buy.
I was gonna say, I think maybe you're missing a point on...
But are those just to attract girls? Why those two films of all?
Nothing to do with attracting girls, Jessica. That's the whole point.
Oh, right, because he's gay.
Tell me, Jessica, have you ever heard of Friends of Dorothy?
No.
It's fancy free.
No, I have
little
not.
Light on his feet.
Is that a colloquialism for being gay? You're friends with Dorothy?
Judy Garland was
very LGBTQ friendly.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And she married a gay man, didn't she?
I don't know.
Really? But that became code.
I see. Okay.
Are you a friend of Dorothy?
I see. Okay.
Without getting it, yeah. So, yes. So, Dorothy, Wizard of Oz, Yellow Brick Road, stuff all
And the
is,
music theater trope has always been.
And the music theater trope and,
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I think that part of it is just, yes, it's very much leaning into his minimalist aesthetic here. Plus, there's just very classic, right, Wizard of Oz, very classic.
And we've
Pirates
got
of Penzance, right? So
also got to keep the joke going that people keep mistaking Thomas and Harry
as
boyfriends instead of brothers.
I think it works.
So moving through this apartment, this doesn't seem like Thomas. Everyone's confused. He opens up a random room. Ah, there's the slob.
There's the slob I know and love. Yeah. So yeah, it's kind of funny. I'm like, again, I can get very behind this, you know. It's like you got to keep the public areas, like, looking neat and tidy. And then your room, though, is like, no, that's my room. No, hands off. I'm going to just close the door.
The second bedroom, a little bit creepier.
Just a little.
Yeah. The office / armory.
Uh-huh. The war room. Yeah. All for the want of a pen and paper. If Thomas had just had a fucking notepad next to his phone or, you know, whatever, had been home and Harry didn't want to just leave him a note after all of this.
And the most suspicious part of all of it is that there are photos of all the victims.
Oh, that Harry's just been brought to the attention of and looking into all of these. And even more suspiciously, without the police markers. Which means all of these had to have been taken before the police showed up and documented the scene. Why would somebody be at all of these crime scenes with dead women before the police had gotten there?
So this does line up with the whole witness of a beautiful man with the victim's prior.
Yeah, we've seen a beautiful man running around.
And I love how he's just got everything else. He's like, oh, yes, he's got, like, his computer in the corner. And then, like, the only other, he's got, like, a couple other tables lining the walls, all for, like, weapons. he's got a couple guns out that he's in the middle of, like, disassembling and cleaning. And then the other table is all for retrofitting these things to go from, like, legal semi-automatics to fully illegal automatics. And
it feels like a scene from, like, the Terminator movies where they've got back room, and the false wall, and then boom, the weapons are hidden.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, even in Teen Wolf, the Argents, when they owned their own property and the whole basement was an armory, that made sense. But after, like, a bunch of death happened in their house, so, like, let's just get an apartment. And then they still had an armory. I'm like, how did you get this through building security and stuff? Like,
right? Yeah, oh, yeah.
After suitcase after suitcase of bricks.
I was going to say, I love that even in just those where they have, like, all the secret compartments. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, I get when you have, like, the 200-year-old mansion that your great-great-great-grandpire grandfather pirate.
I just have the funniest vision right now. It's like a vampire without his teeth.
My name is Dracula. They want to gum your blood. Your great, 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 great And pirate grandfather that built all these secret smuggling tunnels into.
Legger.
But yeah, but it's like Thomas's, you know, revamped apartment in the gentrified greeny green. I'm like, how do you have like six fucking hidden walls in this
the
place?
The Wraith Mansion made
he just flirts his way through
this
it.
This place,
Right, like he just, yeah.
Look at
like,
man.
Oh, this is what you get when you have this super
Step
secret
one,
deluxe.
Lick the security guard. Step two, carry in your gun.
If you know, you know. You just think you're nouveau riche, you're just renting a swanky penthouse. If you're really in the know, though, you're going to ask when you sign the lease, you're like, hey, where's all the hidden compartments and sliding doors and false bottoms so I know where to hide all my art slash weaponry for when I'm moving for real.
No kidding.
Harry contemplates the danger of this board being there, security comes along with the police.
Although, can I say what is the other most suspicious thing about this? Is that his laundry is folded and ironed. That I don't buy.
Yeah, no.
Everything else.
Thomas has also found some brownies.
Well, he had the service, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Maybe this.
Laundry service.
Okay, yeah. That I will, baby. You think would be like in bags and shit.
Or just, yeah, a maid. Don't go in my bedroom or the murder room. Otherwise, you're good.
So I was going to say, it's like everything else is neat. Everything else is a total mess here and there, except for I'm like, Thomas doesn't even fucking know how to. Thomas doesn't know what an iron is. You're telling me he's ironing his own clothes?
Yeah,
it's the irony.
Okay, yeah. All right, but yes.
We're good. I can.
Knock, knock, knock.
Ding. And can I just say, too, I was wondering about this. So he has his first heart attack when the phone rings, and he's like, ooh, maybe it's security checking up on things. Again, okay, do y'all remember what floor he went up to?
13th or 16th? 16th.
He went up to the 16th floor, okay? So there's minimum that many floors in this, okay? I don't know how many, but the average apartment, you're going to have a few on each floor. So he doesn't apparently talk to this doorman slash security guard or whatever. He walks in and is like, I'm just going to act like I'm supposed to be here and go right on up. How the fuck do they know? Even if I'm like, okay, they looked at the elevator. Great. They know he went to the 16th floor. How do they know, like, what apartment? So how does he know security would be phoning up to that apartment? I'm like, have they just...
the camera.
Security cameras in the elevator?
Yeah. Well, Harry mentions, he's like, well, I could see security cameras between me and the elevator. So I guess, yeah, it was probably security cameras in the hallway, too.
I guess maybe. Is that all it is? They're just watching which apartment he goes up to kind of a thing? Because I was like...
Harry himself says, I know they don't recognize me, so...
Yeah, you're right. I kind of forgot. He does mention about, like, security cameras and stuff like that. But I was like, how... I'm like, they just spent, like, the last 10 minutes that he's snooping around, like, phoning every apartment to be like, somebody there, somebody there, somebody there. Oh, this is... You know, because I was like, how the fuck does he know what apartment they went to?
No, because...
I wasn't thinking about... Yeah, they would have had it probably on the floors as well, not just in the elevators and that.
And they probably wouldn't have been worried if he was, like, knocking on a door. And the people were there and let him into the apartment. They probably saw him let himself into this apartment and said,
Yeah. Okay, yeah, no, that I sort of forgot about the camera thingy, so that was what I was
like. All knock, right, knock, knock. Security. And the Chicago police.
Room service? I didn't call room service.
I'll skip bang.
Thank you so much to our Patreon subscribers for your generous support. It's people like you who help us keep doing what we're doing. If you're not yet a Patreon subscriber, sign up today and get a fuck ton of bonus content, kick-ass merch, behind-the-scenes outtakes, and more. Sign up today at patreon.com/freeflowrambling.
Chapter 8. Harry makes up a flamboyant story for the building security and accompanying police officer. He's asked to leave the premise, but before he goes, he asks a tag-along to make mental notes. So Harry decides to use the decorations as inspiration for a very fabulous.
It's a cute moment.
Display.
He's like, how am I going to get out of this? Oh, wait a minute. Thomas has already set it up for me. And again, once again, Jessica very subtly reinforcing it here.
That's one hell of a response to somebody entering that has a key is to call the cops right away. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, that's
disproportionate. Like, if I were the cop, I'd be like, for real?
Right? So the guy has a key, went directly to the right apartment, opened it, and went in. Oh my God. Yeah, exactly right. It's not like he was trying 17
Honestly,
doors before he found the
fine.
Right one.
This is Chicago. They have cops.
As rich
it's
people.
Not like here in Canada where we don't have cops, where you call them 3 days in a row and they eventually just send a sergeant to tell you, stop calling 911 because I don't have any officers to come help you.
Right.
You know.
It's okay, folks. As you can
in
see,
Chicago,
she's still alive.
You can call whoever you want for any reason and they'll just send a cop to hang out. Who
no,
cares?
That's not true. Once again, this is the rich neighborhood, okay?
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Call the cops as often as they want.
Murphy,
how
what's our response time?
Neighborhood
is on
a,
paper?
A division
about
that's already paid
minutes.
For.
Yeah.
In reality, probably like 13.
But yes.
Clearly, it's a slow day, okay?
Barely. They're like, whatever. So yeah, so now Harry has the interesting point of, I don't want to make a big fuss, because if they decide to come in and poke around, I don't want them finding out. I can't just be like, sure, come on in, because, oh my God, there's actually something to hide now. Thomas is going to kill me. Not only have I just come poking around, I could have blown this whole thing for Thomas and been like, dude, I was living my life.
I don't know what you're up to,
nothing.
Thomas, but I trust you, okay?
I do like the nod to the ongoing joke of the
relationship between
yeah.
the...
Thomas has set it up. Butters has set it up. Everybody believes it already.
Right? And Harry doesn't have to lie here, right? It's just like, oh, so you and the, well, we're something. We live together in this little place. I'm like, all, you're right, it's all true.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
It's just, right? So Harry doesn't have to rely on his super terrible lying skills
yeah,
to get
I guess
get,
I didn't
right.
even think of that, that those are actual factual statements.
Yeah, right? Like, for a year. I'm like, okay, well, yeah, technically by now, by this point, you have known Thomas a couple of years, and you were living in a tiny place. You did get a dog. You had no idea how dog that you're like right exactly. It's just how you spin it all makes it perfectly work out where he's like just leading you to think of it in a different circumstance to what it actually was.
Yeah, and just as Harry thinks he's gonna be busted by this police officer, Mouse provides some much needed distractions from more questioning.
Thank God. Look at the cute dog. Would you like to shake paws?
Here, Mouse comes to save the day.
Yeah, so Harry's doing pretty good and trying not to go too over the top and make it too right. But the cop is just that little bit. But yeah, I don't know. The whole, I guess I'm not used to dorm or anything because the guy's like, right, he can recognize that the key is branded or whatever, an original key. He checks it against the thing, so they must have marked down. And all of that is still not good enough. So he's like, you have the actual original key. You knew what apartment you were coming to. You went in, but we're still... He still didn't say you could be here. And
part of this building is security, okay?
I have to say, what the fuck is with this building? So Thomas, I was like, you... Because they're like, our tenants pay for security. So I'm like, you obviously must have known that this place was this insane. You just gave him a key without putting him on any fucking list and being
yeah,
like...
Yeah, that's also weird that Thomas never decided to write down his name, but maybe...
Thomas is like, maybe I didn't authorize anybody to come in, but I handed out my keys,
yeah, I take
but...
That back. I was gonna say, maybe Thomas thought it would be an excuse for Harry to give... It'd be an excuse for Harry to give a fake name, but Harry did just hand over his driver's license to prove his identity, so I guess that wouldn't work either. I don't care, but, you know, you are across from Cabrini Green, so
yeah,
maybe,
I was about
you know...
to make that point, too. I was like, maybe
never
it's not
be
the first
careful.
Time that they've had some issues.
You know, you've got black court vampires running around everywhere, knocking on doors. Oh, please let me in. I found this key.
Well, I was going to say, see, they need an invite in, so they couldn't get in if they stole your key. They'd still
but
need
still,
to be invited
yes, so.
In. That would be the, right? But
that's why the doorman can't be there to say, yes, come in, let me get the door for you. It's like, no, you try your fucking key and then we'll talk. And then Harry didn't talk. Harry, I don't know. I agree, security, I would not be... this polite. And I understand why Harry has to be, but yeah, assuming there wasn't a murder room in there, I would be much more ruder than Harry's being.
Well, you know, and probably so would Harry.
Yeah.
I mean, in all fairness, you know, I mean, it's like he says to Molly when he...
But also, even for me, when customers want to be extremely chatty, that's such a red flag to me. I'm like, okay, you came in with somebody, and I can't see that somebody, but you want to have a conversation with me? What's the fuck is the other person?
Oh,
and usually
yeah.
it's filling your backpack. So this fucking... cop just going along with the conversation and being so open. And I guess she gets a little bit more suspicious at the end, but she seems way too willing to talk to him for this moment. I'd be like, as a cop, that should be setting off red flags and being like, why are you so talkative? And maybe stereotypes are doing all the heavy lifting, but still.
I don't know. It's probably Because on the one hand, I get it.
Smell the rat. Okay,
well,
but...
But see, that's what I mean. I'm like, there's not to know. Again, yes, had there been somebody else potentially still snooping around the apartment while Harry was keeping them busy, but it is only Harry.
I get that, but still.
So I'm like, there is also that thing of suddenly
he's a little
when
bit too forthcoming, okay?
Cops there. I know, but then you do also get nervous when cops and are like, yeah. I think so.
Start babbling.
Yeah, it's a little, I don't know, but yeah.
When security does come back with his Harry's license and does still ask him to leave, and Harry asks for just a few moments more, and
I just gotta pee. Can I please pee before I go? Like, hello. Which again, part of me is like they're ushering him out of here, but they're like, okay, yeah, we will both go away and leave you alone for a little while longer in this apartment. Like, then what's the problem with him being there? You know, even if they like waited at the door, like, okay, sure, go pee, and but they just leave. They're like, yeah. Okay.
I kind of would have expected a little bit like an escort out because that would be their duty of care.
I was gonna
say security. If you're gonna ask, you may as well.
Yeah, if you're gonna be making this big a deal of him being up here alone, then fucking stay with him. Don't leave him alone any longer. And if he's okay being alone, then why did you just make a big stink about everything? Like, yeah, it's
a lot
like,
of work to have to go back up to chase him again.
Right? I don't know. Yeah.
And even after all this, the fact the security guard is still like, okay, but you do have to leave. Wouldn't he have taken him down to the lobby anyways to do any of this? If like standard protocol was still, you have to leave. Why don't they all just go to the lobby?
I was going to say, why didn't they just, and your ID come down. I'll take a copy.
Weird fucking place, okay?
I don't know.
Which is why it makes me think the security guard's maybe making it up on the spot and being like, I still don't trust this guy. I'm not coming with another reason to get rid of him or something, but whatever.
He's actually got a crush on the cop and is like trying to like just...
Right, typical. Just try and be like, oh.
Oops, yeah. Another reason to call Aaron.
yeah. But thank gosh for bigots and stereotypes and pre-presumptions as we apparently just filled in for this whole entire episode. Good thing that worked. So yeah, basically feed them a little bit of what they think they want to see or what they think they already know, and they don't look any further. And he does have kind of a funny point here too, like the security guard, because yeah, she's like, I don't know, it still seems weird. And he's like, an NBA-sized thief who works with a dog? Like, come on. You know, I'm like, yeah, that does seem like an unlikely kind of thieving.
Which what he should have been saying to himself before he called the police in the first place.
Right.
So many things. But it's an impressive amount of almost slurs in like the following conversation as the cop and it like stereotypes as they walk away.
Yeah.
And
managed
to fit in like 20 there.
I mean, it does push movement in the story, like that he's not sticking around waiting for his brother. He does have to like move along literally.
On, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I don't need to leave a note.
They're gonna know I was here.
I should have just done that in the
But I seriously would love to see Thomas's face when he gets home and A, finds out Harry was here, and B, well, he knows about the murder room. I'm gonna go find my brother the next
Probably.
Day.
Now, see, you have to wonder, because Thomas doesn't have the same finesse for
investigating or...
That and magical stuff, right? So, yeah, so Harry is, for instance, earlier in this book, he can be like, oh, there's messages written on the wall, and right? Thomas can't do that, right? So has Thomas set up his own little thing? Does Thomas know? Is he any way to know where? Or is he just like, I know my brother. He poked around every corner of this place.
Oh, I'm sure he knows his brother went in every room.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, does he have any way, has he taped, like, the piece of hair to the door frame that's, you know what I mean, to know? Like, which rooms he's been in and out of, or he's have to...
It's an apartment. Who cares? It's, like, four doors. It's not a labyrinth.
It's not a lot. No, I'm not saying he would have gotten lost, but I'm just saying, like, okay, who knows when it's...
To leave a message to Thomas, I've been here? No, I'm sure he knows he's been in the fucking apartment.
Obviously,
like,
he knows that, but yes, whether or not... Because, like you say, Harry almost didn't find the murder room. Okay, is my point, is that he's like, living room,
he was just being lazy.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, okay, haha, yeah, this is his apartment, okay, whatever. And then, yes, the only reason he snooped right... So it's just, I'm saying, because again, like you say, if he's got his maid or whatever that comes in, does Thomas leave all of his own little, like...
Oh, see if anyone went in.
Yeah, right? His own little home detection things. I was going to say, he's just gonna be like, oh, fuck, well, Harry was here, I'm just going to assume it's a given that he, you know, but... Anyways,
before Harry leaves, he does go back into the war room and makes a request of Lashiel to take a memo for later.
Take a memo.
Which I'm sure she did anyways, but yes. Anyways.
He had her locked down so tight, you know there's no way she was getting rid of that.
No, she's such a good girl.
Until he invited her out. Yeah, you know It's not like she mocked those defenses when he, like, first put them up or anything. Not like Corpse Taker was like, oh, this is delightful. They're still teaching you this old drivel. Yes, I'm sure, of course, Taker thought it was secure, then Lash yells, no way, get around.
This concludes our episode 18.4, The Playboy Mansion. Thank you for listening. You can find us online at freeflowrambling.com and macanellys.ca. There we have links to our other podcasts, social media, and other fun tidbits. Please subscribe if you like what you're hearing, and please consider supporting us through Patreon to keep the magic alive and to see more content. We are Free Flow Rambling. Conjure by it at your own risk.